You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
How are you going today, Nicole?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Kelly?
Good. We're one day away from our election, so it's very exciting stuff.
Exciting stuff. Yeah, I've been hearing about that.
I bet you have. But you guys have got a lot going on as well. Same-sex marriage, a no campaigner got fired from their job. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this caused a bit of an outcry, especially from the no side. So this worker who dressed up as children's characters for a party business put one of those frames on her Facebook profile picture that said, "It's okay to vote no." And the business owner, Madeline Sims, said that her brother, raised disagreement with the post on Facebook, and then they had, this whole argument. And the woman said that she felt attacked for her religious beliefs. And so in response, she fired this employee from her job, saying that, she doesn't want someone publicly representing her business who has these morals and doesn't want homophobes working in an environment with children. And it's, it has caused quite a bit of backlash because people are saying, she should tolerate her opinion. But apparently the woman was an independent contractor and not a direct employee of the business. So
right.
I think maybe the business owner has a bit more discretion.
Yes.
I don't know exactly the ins and outs of those laws, but it's interesting.
What do you think the general sort of feeling is at the moment with the vote? Do you kind of get a feeling that there's more one way or the other?
I'm seeing a lot of no stuff. Just in terms of in the world, I see a lot of those posters and I see it a lot on TV. And then everybody that I talk to has pretty much said yes. But, that's what that's what's expected with the young vote.
They're
saying, all millennials are going to vote yes pretty much. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's causing a lot of tension. A lot of people who haven't, been vocal about it before, coming out of people who are saying no and all sorts of stuff. So, it's almost over. I think about a month or so.
Right. It'll be very interesting to see what becomes of it. In sort of more international news, I suppose, Australia is offering to pay Rohingya refugees to return to Myanmar. Are those the refugees that are currently in Papua New Guinea?
In Manus Island.
Yes.
So that detention centre was ruled illegal last year by PNG Supreme Court, and they were saying it's going to close. And so now Australia has to, deal with this problem what they call a problem. They're saying, we need to get these refugees either back home or somewhere else, essentially, because the Australian government's position is not to settle them here in Australia.
But if they return to Myanmar at the moment, it would be very dangerous for them, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of human rights groups, the Director of Human Rights Watch in Australia has called it a textbook ethnic cleansing.
There's thousands of them in Bangladesh at the moment, isn't there? Because they're just pretty much being driven out of their homes.
Exactly. It's a huge amount of people. I think it's 500,000 Rohingyan refugees. And the fact that, they made it to Australia and were in this detention centre and that we'd pay $25,000 them to go home seems very out
seems
of
yeah it does
yeah.
Yeah, it's probably both of our countries probably needing to do something more. And then finally, people are protesting against the Adani mine that have been censored by the operators of Melbourne's Federation Square.
Yeah, it's just quite interesting because Melbourne is known as the most progressive city in Australia, and of course Federation Square is a public place, a lot of tourists go there. And the Federation Square did give the green light to this environmental group who wanted to screen a documentary which, fights to stop Adani's coal mine, which is set to be, one of the biggest coal mines ever built in the world.
Yeah.
And so, that in itself is quite political, but this slideshow that they wanted to go along with the film has not gone down well with Federation Square. A representative told the organisers they can't have any slides that has protest messaging, slogans or memes together with slides that show, you know, pictures of politicians, newspaper headlines or any explicitly political messaging, which is really strange.
Yeah, it's
the whole
very
thing
interesting.
Is political.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I suppose you can never be too sure about these kinds of things, can you?
No, it's unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I used to live in Melbourne and it was sort of, everything was very free speech, so that is surprising. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Nicole, and we'll talk to you next week and we'll know who our new Prime Minister is, or perhaps
same
Prime Minister.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk to you then.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.